Harold and Hagemeyer's Christmas Ale. In the mountains far to the north, there's a little town called You Are Lost. It's in the middle of nowhere. 50 miles to the east is the nearest ski lodge, and 50 miles to the west is the closest lake fit for ice fishing. It's a rather nondescript little burg, with little to vouch for it, except perhaps Hagemeyer's Bar and Grill. It, too, is a quiet, unassuming little inn, that is, until the month of December rolls around. That's when Hagemeyer brews up his Christmas ale. It's a family recipe that has been a closely guarded secret by the Hagemeyers for generations, and justifiably so. It is more delicious than any potent potable you've ever tasted, and almost as addictive as elvish wine. So it's certainly understandable that old Hagemeyer's Christmas ale commands the heady price of $50 a glass. Hagemeyer is an astute businessman to boot. He will dole out free samples of the heady draft, a dram here, a shot glass there, knowing full well that he'll sell a full glass or more after each sampling. However, shrewd as he was, Hagemeyer was no Scrooge. Each Friday in December, Hagemeyer had a contest. The person who told the best story would be awarded a portion of Christmas ale. And depending on how much Hagemeyer liked the story, the prize would be a pony glass, a chalice, or even a pitcher of the coveted brew. Now in the town of You Are Lost lived a down-on-his-luck gent named Howard. Howard loved the Christmas ale as much as the next person, but he was as poor as the veritable church mouse. But he certainly wouldn't let something as petty as money get in the way of his portion of Christmas ale, and he had a plan. That Friday, the town of You Are Lost crowded into every nook and cranny of Hagemeyer's Bar and Grill for the first contest, and a chance to win a free glass of Christmas ale. To be sure, there were quite a few contestants, but all the nondescript people of this nondescript little burg told their nondescript little stories. So it's easy to understand that Harold won handily with his story, about how Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was not Santa's first choice. Rather, it was Randolph, the Blue-Nosed Baboon. Well, Harold's story received a few chuckles, but compared to all the others, it was still the best in the house. "Not bad, Harold, not bad," said Hagemeyer as he handed Harold his prize of a pony glass of the hearty ale. Harold gulped down the glass in the blink of an eye, and immediately wanted more. "Now, now, Harold, you know the rules. You had your prize. Come up with a better story next week, and there'll be a full chalice of Christmas ale for you." Nothing could have motivated Harold more, and sure enough, come next Friday, Harold was the first through the door at Hagemeyer's Bar and Grill. Just as the previous week, after all the nondescript people told their nondescript stories, Harold rollicked the room with his story, about how Frosty the Snowman ran a gambling racket, but the police could never catch him, because every time the heat was on, Frosty liquidated his assets. Hagemeyer clapped Harold on the back, chortling, "Now that was a good story," and tapped out a full chalice of the magical Christmas ale. Harold quaffed the chalice in two long gulps, and of course wanted more. "Now, now, Harold, you know the rules. You've had your prize. Come up with a better story next week, and there'll be a full pitcher of Christmas ale for you." And sure enough, next Friday, Harold was practically breaking down the door to be let into Hagemeyer's establishment. Harold sat impatiently, twitching in his seat as all his tired old neighbors told the same tired old stories, hardly being able to wait to tell his own story. Now, I'm sure everyone has heard the silly story about why an angel is on the top of the Christmas tree, so I won't bore you with it now. However, what you don't know about that story is that Harold was the person who came up with that story, and this night was the first time that the story was ever told. Well, as you might guess, when Harold finished, the whole tavern was howling with laughter, shaking the dust off the rafters at the old bar and grill. Hagemeyer himself laughed so hard he was crying. When he finally caught his breath, Hagemeyer wiped the tears from his face and poured out Harold's reward. "That was the best story I've ever heard. Here you go, Harold. You certainly earned this." And Hagemeyer handed Harold a chalice of Christmas ale. Harold was astounded. "What? A glass? You said if my story was good, I'd win a whole pitcher of Christmas ale."
"Well, that's true," said Hagemeyer. "But I'm sorry, Harold. Your story was too short."
"Sorry isn't good enough. You yourself said it was the best story you've ever heard. Why don't I get the pitcher?"
"Like I said, Harold, it was too short."
Harold was red in the face.
"Too short? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, Harold, everyone knows a picture is worth 1,000 words.